It's uncommon, number one, that Mary listened to God's word. That's the first thing that's uncommon about her. I'll read. You follow along in your Bibles. Luke 1:26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And in verse 28, what we see is a message from God coming to Mary. And what we notice is, as soon as the angel starts talking, the angel said to her in verse 28, as soon as the angels start talking, the Bible gives us this portrait of Mary listening to him. I mean, it's kind of simple if you think about it. It's God sending a message, Mary listening. It sounds simple enough, yet it's profound. Think about it. Mary listened to God. I mean, that's a big thought. If you really think about the God of the universe talking to one person, wow. Yet, every day we all have something in common with Mary and with Enoch and with Noah and with Abraham and David and Job and Paul. We can choose to listen to God speak. Did you know that God said, "This is my word, and this is how you know I'm talking"? Now, there's a lot of people that will say, "God told me to tell you something," or "God told me to do this." And I can look at them and smile, and depending on who they are and how long I've known them, I can smile at them. But I can assure you, when they tell me that, I do not believe it's on this level. I do not know for sure, no matter how much they stand up and affirm, "God told me this." I can't tell if he did or not. Most likely he didn't. But I do know that this is what God said. This is the once and for all settled in heaven word of God. And you know what is so interesting? Many of the people that claim God tells them something don't even know the Bible well enough to know that God couldn't have told them that, because he's already said in another place something exactly opposite of what they just told me he told them. And you know what they betray? They betray their ignorance of the God who has spoken. And so they should be cautious and check what he's already said before they represent he talked to them again. Well, he did talk to Mary. And each of the great cast of God's servants have one thing in common in the Bible. They each heard and responded to God in different ways. Some of them directly heard God's audible voice. Adam, walking through the garden with Eve, heard God actually talking. Enoch heard God's actual voice. Moses, he was so close to God, he started glowing and emanating Such brightness, he had to veil his face because it scared people, because he had been so close to God and knew God face to face. Other people heard God's voice relayed through the audible voice of a prophet. Do you remember when Nathan, we were just covering that last Sunday night, when Nathan came in and confronted David about his sin with Bathsheba, Nathan told David what God said. So through the audible voice of Nathan, David heard God. Other times, people hear the audible voice of God, and that's most frequent, through God speaking. Do you know what Daniel said in chapter 9 of his book? He said, "We have not obeyed your voice, God, through your prophets," through the written word of God. In fact, in Daniel 9, he had just got done reading Jeremiah's book, and he was smitten with the disobedience he saw around him of God's people from what was written in the book. So there are many different ways, the book of Hebrews says, God, who in divers times and sundry ways in times past has revealed himself unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. And this, Jesus came and affirmed all of the Old Testament and said, the New Testament is coming through those that I have commissioned, and this is my word. And so Mary listened to God's word. And uncommon living means, do you know what really listening means? Here, turn to John. You're in Luke. Go to the next book. Go to the right to John chapter 14. Okay, you're in Luke. Turn over with me to John 14, because the common element of every servant of God's life is that they all listen to God speak. And if you really are listening to God, John 4, Jesus said this. This is the test of knowing that you're really listening to God. So how do you know if you're really listening to God? Verse 21. Jesus said this, "He who has my commandments." Now what that means is, like, if you're holding right now the Bible, you have the revealed word of God. You have what God wants us to do. "He who has my commandments." Now look at this word. "And keeps them." The word "keeps" is used outside of this verse in the New Testament to describe, for example, when Peter was kept by Herod in jail with four quaternions of soldiers. Four squads of soldiers were guarding him around the clock. That's the word "keeps." You know, you put him in the keep. You put him in the cell. You put him in the jail. You put him in the prison. You guard them. So if you have the word of God and guard, that means you really listen to it and guard what the one who wrote it says. Look at this. That's, I know you're really listening if you love me enough to keep what I told you to do. See, the love-prompted obedience is the sign of really listening. Now look what happens. And see, this is what is amazing. "He who loves me will be loved." In other words, the ones who love are the ones who keep, are the ones who listen and do what the one they love says. "But if you love the Lord, you'll be loved by my Father." So if you love Jesus, you'll be loved by God. "And I will love him." Now look at this word right there. "I will manifest myself to him." I will reveal. Did you know that every time you and I come before the Word of God, because we love the God of the universe who revealed himself to us, and we say, "I want to know what this book says," not just because I want to know more academic stuff so that I can, you know, win Bible trivia or I can impress people, but I want to know it because I want to guard what you have said because I love you. Do you know what that prompts? God says, "I'm going to manifest. I'm going to reveal. I'm going to show myself to you in a personal, powerful, life-transforming way." This is, Paul put it this way, 2 Corinthians 3:18. "But we all with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from one degree of glory to another." Every time we meet with God, because we love him and want to guard what he says, he reveals himself to us, and like Moses, we start reflecting him more. Well, that's what really listening to God is. Really listening to God means loving God. And if you love God, you're really listening. And if you're really listening, it shows that you love him. And we all need to examine whether we're giving to God what those who truly love him give. Either we hear God's word is just the word of, just like every other word, it's just on the same level as, you know, anything else we're listening to, or we say it's God. And I want to guard and keep that lodged in my mind. And I want to know what God has said because I love him. And I want to obey him. Well, that's number one. And you want to live an uncommon life in the Spirit? Listen to the voice of God. That's what Mary did. And that's what all God's servants did.